We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm about to give you my hard and fast solution because the issue is not good. JD Martinez is legit. All right. This is not because I see some ticket. I haven't seen anybody this hot since Chris Shelton. Oh, come on. JD Martinez has a solid four, three and a half, almost four full years of doing stuff like this. He's hit, I think, 88 home runs in three and a half seasons with the Tigers and missed 7 weeks last year with that elbow injury. So a legitimate power guy, no doubt about it. Okay. So this is my solution. And talking to JD Martinez yesterday and Brad Ausmus, and then watching it unfold and recognizing the dilemma that the Tigers may be facing as it gets to the July 31st trade deadline. I'll give you my solution after I read you a couple of ticket texts because I want to lay this out after people and then I can respond to it. Ticket text 97136. This ball club is thoroughly mediocre and nauseatingly boring. They're a 500 team. That said, unless a few players go down with injuries midseason, like always, then they're a 450 team. Happy win today, huh? Woo! And another one. And this is kind of interesting. And I must admit, people have not really explained because we do run the risk sometimes of taking players' words at face value when they don't really mean it. Like, Ndamukong Suh spent much of his final year here with the Lions, either dodging questions or saying, oh, yeah, I like it here. Sure, I'd like to stay. So you do have to be careful with that. But JD Martinez has been very consistent as well as, I love it here. The Tigers, you know, gave me a chance when nobody else would. Of course, I would love to stay, but we don't really want to talk about during the season. It's out of my hand. Let's see what happens. Okay, so I'll take him at face value simply because we don't have any reason to think otherwise, and he does seem to fit in very well with this Tiger team. But I'll read this ticket text. Memo to Wojo and all 97.1 personnel. Did it ever occur to you guys that a free agent, in this case, JD Martinez, doesn't want to play in Detroit? To prove it, he signed a one-year contract to risk it all and move on. Same as Max Scherzer, who took very similar and deferred money to leave Detroit. Okay, first of all, Scherzer actually got considerably more money to leave Detroit to go to the Washington Nationals. And second of all, the Tigers and JD Martinez didn't have a choice to only take 1 year. First of all, the Tigers signed him to a 2-year deal and they were actually fairly generous, 2 years, $18.5 million, because they could have just gone to arbitration and paid him like 1 year, $6 million. So it could have been a 1-year deal, but the Tigers ponied up a little bit, you'd have to say. $18.5 million over 2 years, and he was still relatively unproven at that time. So that wasn't Martinez's choice. Oh, I'm only signing a 1-year deal. No, that was the Tigers' choice, okay? So here is my thought, and here is my solution. And tell me what you think. I've thought this through. The Tigers, as long as they're not completely out of it, by mid-July, let's say July 22nd, okay? They're going to have to probably address one of the three options with JD Martinez. And this is the one I think they should choose. They should play it out. They should play it out. Do not trade if they're within striking range or in first place. And then at the end of the season, see where they stand. And this is why they should play it out. Do you really think in the first year of Christopher Ilitch's ownership, he was officially, by the way, confirmed today by Major League Baseball as the Tigers' new owner, replacing his father, Mike Ilitch. Do you really think in the first year of his ownership, you want to get to a week away from the trade deadline and you're in the race? I understood 2 years ago when they sold at the trade deadline, they were in it, but not, they were sort of hanging around and in it, but they were all beat up and you didn't really think they're good. If they're in it on, say, July 22nd, do you really think they can go to the fans or show the fans and say, okay, and now we're trading not only one of our best hitters, not only one of the best power hitters in the American League, but and not only a guy who's only 29, not only a guy that fans love, not only a guy who's a great story, we're going to trade him while we're within a game or two of the playoffs. Do you really think they can do that? And then I know your next step, your next question. Well, what would you if they don't trade him then and they get to the end of the year, then he'll just leave as a free agent and they screw themselves. They blew it. They didn't get anything for him. Not so fast, my friend. You get to the end of the year, say he has a pretty darn good year. Of course, he's on pace to have a pretty darn good year. Say in their heart of hearts, they know J.D. Martinez and they think he does want to stay here. You might be able to keep him for a more modest contract than you think. Everyone's throwing out, including myself, oh, he'll make $20 million a year. You know, Justin Upton makes $22 million a year. Okay, Justin Upton signed when he was closer, younger, in his prime, and had unbelievable power numbers early in his career. J.D. Martinez will be 30 at the end of the year. And yes, he'll be a coveted free agent, but one little comparison, Mark Trumbo of the Baltimore Orioles, Mark Trumbo was the American League home run champion last year with 47 home runs. He's not a great all-around player defensively, doesn't do much of anything else other than hit the ball over the fence. He's like a 251 career hitter. But he led the American League with 47 home runs, and he couldn't get a nibble from any other team in the offseason. Not a nibble. The Orioles brought him back at a reasonable $13 million a year for 3 years. 3 years, $39 million. Now, I think J.D. Martinez ultimately is a better all-around ball player than Mark Trumbo, but the big power numbers don't necessarily back me up. 47 home runs last year for Trumbo, and he got $13 million a year over 3 years. He's 31. Right now, J.D. Martinez is 29, so there's a little bit more age on him, but not significant amount. Maybe we're fretting about the wrong thing. Maybe the Tigers let it play out, and they get to the end, and maybe they reap the benefits and have a little bit more financial wherewithal, and they can ante up, and maybe it's not $20 million a year for J.D. Martinez. Did anyone think of that, or am I just blowing smoke? Or both? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Because you can be all tough and mighty, Tiger fans. And I've seen the response on ticket text and on the comments on my column. Well, you don't be a dumbass. You got to trade him. I don't care. This team is going nowhere. You trade him at the trade deadline and you got a whole bunch of great prospects. You're really going to get a whole bunch of great prospects? And let's see how tough you are if it's July 22nd and the Tigers, say, have a one-game lead over the Indians in the American League Central. You're going to sit there and applaud trading J.D. Martinez? Are you? You're lying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.